This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. We may lift many things each day, and we lift them without thinking twice about how to lift them, because it's easy and natural. But there are some things we do well to know how to lift before we lift them, like a heavy barbell. Don't hunch over it, but squat down, keep the back straight, plant the legs, and lift in stages. And how do you lift an infant? Well, not the way you do a barbell. Instead, come close, softly, and lift without loud strain or grunting. And how do you lift the soul? David said at the outset of Psalm 25, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul." But how is that done, especially when it's anxious, that it won't sit still long enough to lay hold of it, or when it's fearful, that as soon as you come near to help it, it cowers away, when it's heavy, burdened, or depressed, as if lifting a large bag of wet sand? Remember the tax collector, who was even unwilling to lift his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, "God be merciful to me, the sinner." And Jesus says, "This man went down to his house justified, rather than the other." And why was that? As he says, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted." You see, there is the key to how to lift your soul. The way down is the way up. He who humbles himself will be exalted. And that's the way to lift up your soul to the Lord. With God, all exaltation for a person comes out of humiliation. The way down becomes the way up. In the natural world, we see by balls and planes that what goes up must come down again. But in the spiritual realm, what goes down will also come up again. Jesus' death and resurrection. And so the gospel itself shows us this very truth. The way up is from the way down. It was this for Jesus, and it will be and must be that for you too, dear Christian. To lift up your soul to God, then, see an end in yourself. Fathom your helplessness and need. Look to the Lord until He be gracious, and keep walking through the valley until its ground rises higher. Don't be afraid to go down to the depths with your sin and misery for confession, cleansing, and consecration. It's never easy or comfortable, but it's always necessary and right. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you at the right time. This is how to lift your soul to the Lord. This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.